What up, ladies and gentlemen? This is another One Tree Hill. I'm your boy Nastrodamus,
hey,
the
guys,
man with the plan. And with me is my co-host Manny, the player from the Himalaya. He gives all the honeys and gives none to the fellas. And and our roundtable of heel fanatics, the Negroes of Destruction. We got so many nicknames. It's like AKA Infinity, Rex Mechanics, the tired, very tired Rex Mechanics.
Hello.
There you go.
It's like you just walked into class. Oh, hi.
Mr. Wheeling Josh Vasquez, who I met at Raw.
He's not even on hiatus.
He's not even there.
He ain't never heard of this nigga before Raw.
Well, I killed Josh at Raw, by the way.
Yeah.
I buried him, literally.
Buried.
Yeah.
Buried. We saw that on the network. The king of D nuts,
no,
D Black.
The king of D, nigga. No.
Yeah, the king of D. D Black.
What up, everybody? Eat chicken every day. Live a healthy life.
And the number one heel hater, Travis.
Han Solo, nigga.
Han Solo.
Man, fuck everybody.
See?
That's it.
Case proven.
Nah, niggas keep calling me a hater. I'm not allowed to have an opinion unless I agree with everybody.
Travis, you know we just joshing with you, yo.
Fuck you guys.
He's walking out of this.
I'm a Seth Rollins, you faggots.
Yeah. Yeah. That was messed up. Josh,
tired
there you
of
are.
Being the glue.
Where the hell were you?
I'm contemplating whether to record this show or play League of Legends.
Nigga.
You're already recording it, so
we're recording.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I just like to tell everybody that Raw was a great show, and we'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody. But nah, all right. No. So let's talk about Raw.
Let's talk about how Raw started.
Me and Josh were there. I made it just when they played the Cult of Personality. So I was like, what the hell's going on?
I was like, yeah, CM Punk ain't coming out. Y'all niggas.
Yeah, I knew that for sure.
Like, yeah. We knew for sure. No way they were just going to start off like that. No way in hell.
There would be, you know, if, you know, the WWE had some damn sense, that would have been a hell of a way to open the show.
No, the way you could have, if he was going to come back, I heard this somewhere else, but I thought this was the best way to do it. Here's how you would do it, and you would drive up network sales. He would come at the very last second, right before the show's about to come off the air, and you go, if you want to see the rest, go to the fucking network.
Oh, well, like when they put like the all rights restricted on the bottom left, his music plays?
Yeah, like how amazing, how much do you think that would drive? Like how many people do you think would sign up right there?
All the CM Punk marks.
Oh, so, bro. Not us, apparently, because
everyone would activate the free trial.
Everyone would activate the free trial?
Because Manny gave us the link to the hookup.
Oh, the hookup. Let me call that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hookup.
Yeah. I'm sorry for doing.
Don't talk about Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Okay, yeah, I run a very successful secret Blockbuster business, and I shared it around.
So,
Raw started. The CM Punk music hit. Paul Heyman came out.
Paul Heyman.
Rock!
And he cut I was actually pretty like excited to see all these people wanted to see him. Like, oh shit, there's Brock Lesnar. It's Paul Heyman. And then who else was there? That's about all I care about.
But wait,
Lesnar tried to imitate how Heyman says his name. Yeah. God, that was great.
Yeah, said, that was funny.
His voice cracked. His voice cracked.
Man, every time he gets mad, his voice cracks, and it's just funny.
Yeah. Well, see, Brock is a growing boy.
And he looks like
a conqueror!
And then every time he gets mad, he looks like a giant peach. His face gets all red.
He looks like a giant...
I just hate that when he cuts a promo, it looks like he's reading something from afar.
Me too.
Like he gazes in one direction and just talks.
Because he's actually staring into your soul.
Yeah, Nicky. Well,
I just thought the Nick was cross-eyed.
He's gonna F5 your soul.
Oh, just like hopefully I don't get hit with a monitor while he does it.
Yes, and he threw a monitor, and I thought it was some kid at first. I'm like, oh my god, he just threw a monitor at some kid. Well, he didn't throw it, okay? Let's be honest. He didn't throw it. He threw it in the ring, and it bounced and went right to his boot. That was fucking hilarious.
It bounced.
I saw it live, and it was like, ah! And all you guys were
going to be like, I'm fucking cool. Everyone else is like, oh shit. Josh is like,
honestly, I thought it hit some kid at first. I'm like, oh shit. Triple H about to check. Honestly, I don't know if you heard it, Naz. All the people around me was like, Triple H was a cutter, a check, cut a check. All people were talking about Triple H cutting a check.
And then Mark Henry once again.
He runs that shit.
Yeah. Mark Henry did his return and got beat up.
Yeah. He got beat up, yeah. Every time.
That's his job, though. Draw the
ball. Which is sad because he just got a new t-shirt.
Wait. That was a return, didn't he? Wasn't he there last week?
No, it wasn't a return. No, it was kind of retribution because Lesnar. Lesnar hurt him, so I was guessing he was going to come back for his payback, and nope.
Payback, which is going to be here in Chicago on June 1st.
Which I bought tickets for already.
Which he bought tickets, and I will too.
Why the hell is it like 17 events a year in Chicago?
This is the second consecutive week where you're like, yeah, I bought tickets. Next week, you won't have to talk about your ticket buying.
I got tickets for SmackDown.
Like, what?
Nah, I wouldn't buy tickets for
SmackDown. I would never do that to myself.
I bought tickets for Mania.
He bought tickets for main event.
Bought tickets to a house show, nigga.
I would not mind doing. Like, I don't know. I heard house shows are pretty fun, though.
Yeah, the tickets are a lot cheaper.
Cause they don't do nothing to advance a motherfucking story, nigga.
I want to know when can I buy tickets to NXT?
Never, because it's never going on tour.
You have to go. Yeah, you have to go to Full Sail.
Or then I'm going to Florida to see NXT. Are you like that?
I just want to see Paige. That's all.
Yes, Paige needs to be called up already.
What's this?
Why they got Emma? Which, by the way, I ain't hating because Emma's cool.
I love Emma,
but they don't got Paige.
But I also love Paige.
Yeah, what was with the Emma thing? Like when she comes out, they do the whitest dance ever. So
let me tell you the story about Emma. Right, the week before, I had LP watching Raw, and
you say you fell in love. You told the snake.
What?
I didn't hear you, Dick.
What? Can I finish? Can I finish?
Go ahead. You know I like interrupting people.
That explains why we're kicking you off because our last show. We don't want to work with you anymore.
He was enjoying Emma. Thought she was cute. You know, he eat it. So he goes. Scooby wants to go get some merchandise. The line was long when we got there, so he just waited. Then he went. And while they're over there waiting in line, he hears the Fandango music. He's like, oh shit. So Scooby said that he was talking, and he was like talking to LP, but when he turned, like LP bounced. He ran his ass back to the seat so he could catch Emma. So LP came to Raw just to see Emma come out, boy, and do her dance.
Oh shit. Devoted fan.
He is.
Devoted.
He is very devoted. I did not see that happen, but I thought I heard the sounds of admiration. Somewhere coming to the hall.
Still, yo, I have to say though, I fuck with. No, back to the NXT shit, nigga. I fuck with Paige's music.
Right, that's it. That's all for Raw.
NXT.
There's so much more to happen on Raw.
Yeah, there's a monumental event that happened.
The 20-minute in-ring promo between Daniel Bryan and Triple H, in which Triple H proceeds to use Daniel Bryan to talk about CM Punk. Let's be honest. Yes. He was sitting there. Talking mad shit, and it's like, you know, it's not directed towards you. You know exactly who it's directed towards.
Oh, he did say that.
The whole time, we could not hear Stephanie McMahon at all.
We honestly,
that's what I said. Yo, I said that when me, Travis, and Benny was watching. I was like, nigga, I barely heard shit she said on TV, nigga. That's all.
B-plus player.
Yeah, as soon as she said a word,
that's all we heard. All we heard was boo.
I could barely hear shit. Like, yeah, we couldn't hear shit. There was just boo.
Yeah, that's all I heard.
It was honestly 3 hours of CM Punk chants.
As it should have been.
Yeah.
Not really.
Nigga, you knew it was going to be 3 hours of CM Punk chants. So if you
didn't want it, like,
why the hell did you subject yourself to that if you knew that's what it was going to be?
Josh, did you... Did you hear the Jimmy John Sucks chant?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was. Jimmy John Sucks. I heard those. Those are pretty good. I definitely added to that.
Jimmy John's.
Did you hear that little kid who always would just chant shit by himself? He was fucking loud. I don't know if you heard him. No. There's Lil Kid Kofi.
He chant by himself.
No, he would chant by himself.
Was he the one nigga chanting Cena?
No, he was actually chanting like.
He wasn't the retarded kid in the front.
Was there a special athlete in the front?
No.
Probably.
Oh yeah, there were the special athletes in the front. Oh shit! Moving on.
Always fun. They just sometimes just don't focus on them, and then sometimes John Cena goes, "You know what? Gotta make a wish, nigga. Here, you take my hat."
Oh, we here at Team One Tree Hill.
They did. We did throw that damn hat back. Someone did throw the hat back. Speaking of which,
yeah, she threw the hat.
After Raw went on off the air, I fucking loved that. Like the Big Show came out, and then John Cena made the save. He fucking hobbled his ass there, and that was one of the best.
He was hobbling to the ring.
Oh, you guys saw that?
Yeah, it was because afterwards we went to live stream off? For the network. It cut off after. Well, the reason the thing is,
when they was doing the when
yeah, Big Show punched Batista in the ring. And they were still talking. You just saw the live panel, and in the background, you saw Batista getting punched.
Okay. Yeah, so that happened. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I actually liked that Cena promo. I'm not going to lie to you. That was. I liked it just because how he played off the crowd's reaction. And he did it really well.
All State Arena. All State Arena.
I know you guys are happy.
Yeah, because I cannot participate. It made me laugh because he's like, I cannot participate in a match. And I was like, yeah, I can't participate. And he goes, I'll take that as you guys are saying, get well soon. Like, that was pretty funny. I actually thought
it was
like,
oh, you
was
know,
pretty funny.
Changes no, coming, and it has
he knew
to go
he was
going to
get booed as soon as he knew he was going to get booed.
Oh, yeah.
But that attitude he has now is ridiculous. Changes coming, but it has to go through me.
Yeah. Through me, nigga.
Dang. I like it. It was pretty entertaining. He's getting better at playing off the crowd that hates him.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot better at that.
That's what I tell you. He's the ultimate heel, and I will stick to that.
It was awesome when he came out and the boos overshadowed the cheers in his music. I was amazed.
Chicago,
I was like,
as soon as his theme plays.
Do you think they're going to start doing, like, they're going to add arena effects to his music and just have Chance already built in? Like Gilbert?
Gilbert.
All right, but everybody, shh. Rex, what do you have to say?
Man, I wanted to say something, but I lost my train of thought because everybody was talking over each other, so now I don't even know what I want to say.
What he was going to say was,
all right, Rex, what do you think about pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, that got nothing to do with wrestling.
I think it's pretty smack.
Okay, well, I got something that has to do with wrestling for you, nigga. What's your opinion on ice cream bars, nigga?
Who do you think is going to pin Scooby-Doo in that animated movie?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about that animated movie, to be honest with you.
My vote is AJ Lee.
AJ Lee.
And then she takes off the mask
and
villain.
Pinning a dog because she's not taking the possible bestiality thing. She's not down to that. CM Punk,
you don't know this.
If Scooby-Doo pinned her in the movie, so they had to rewrite that part.
Oh, man, next question.
Did you watch Raw?
Hey, what else happened on Raw?
What do you think about the Usos winning the tag team championships?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I like the
should have happened.
The Usos. I like the Usos. Actually, I don't hate them. I like them. They're kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I was just happy that, you know, we were part of that shit. Like,
yeah, we
that
were.
Was
I
awesome.
Saw that shit. And then I realized I just saw the tag team title switch hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of all things I could have seen happen live.
Did you guys like the whole Real Americans interference thing?
Oh,
they
I
had?
Fucking! Oh my god! I have no idea how much. I had no idea how much We the People is actually over till.
I just love how Swagger came in and did the splash.
Yeah, he did it for no fucking reason. I didn't make
he just comes in and splashed.
Hey, did they show
later on that night
on Raw? Did the New Age Outlaws? Did they show the New Age Outlaws coming out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When Justin Roberts did an intro because he didn't want to do it in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker. I'm all like, I get to experience the New Age Outlaws. We're doing it for you. I'm like, fuck you.
Chicago is not
Daz wanted to say.
That's what you get for chatting CM Punk, you bitches.
Bro,
that's why they lost to the Usos.
One thing I hope does improve, that I hope they keep doing the high fly stuff, but I hope they get a little more technical with it. because I don't want to face Slash over and over again.
Nigga, have a lot of hang time.
They big ass niggas, yo. You want them to do like 360, 450 splash corkscrews and shit. Nigga,
360 nose scope.
He did one of them. I forgot if it was during
Raw.
He
hit the niggas with the whisper in the wind.
Yeah. So he did that. I know Splash is the signature, but I like to see myself a little bit. That's all.
How about that 6-man tag match?
It was a 6-man
tag. I liked it. Especially when Seth Rollins was.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Dude, Seth Rollins was everywhere.
Seth Rollins was.
Yeah, he did
everywhere.
Great yesterday. He did. The Shield came out, everyone was looking for him, and then I realized they're not good. I like how people were like. When we were what, 215, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They were looking for him like, nigga, they're not going to be all the way up here. Who the fuck do you think you are?
I know, right?
Why are they going to come up by the WrestleMania song?
Dude. Oh, dude, I forgot how much. I had no idea how much certain people were over till, like, yesterday. Like, I hate saying like so that much, but the Real Americans, I could not believe were over as much as they were.
Yo, you really didn't know niggas said we the people that much.
Nigga, I do not watch fucking wrestling. I watch pay-per-views, but that's about
people.
It.
Yo, but that Christian versus Sheamus
match. It's funny
because
they booze that
Coulter.
Oh,
killed the Christian versus Sheamus. Everyone wanted to end so hard.
No one cared about that match.
They did all those false finishes on purpose.
You heard like
them. Yeah, no one cared.
Did you hear the crowd talking about how much we didn't want this to happen?
Yeah. We only cheered
because
it was over.
I like how everybody booed when they kicked out.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he got bit, they were like, yeah!
I know, right when the match was over, that was a freaking pop.
The Divas matches were better than that match.
I don't know. Axana came out like, oh, God.
It's because it's Christian. It's
true.
It's Christian.
Like I was telling Manny while we were watching it, I was like, does the WWE owe Christian something? Like,
yeah.
Because they just keep putting this nigga on TV and nobody wants to see him.
I don't dislike Christian, but...
Yeah, like, I'm not saying Charisma. I dislike him, but they just keep putting him there and everybody's like, oh, it's Christian.
Yeah.
Christian!
Honestly,
man,
to beat the shit out of Sheamus backstage.
Honestly, Christian should have kept his ass in TNA, nigga. I like the mix for whatever.
Christian goes and loses, and as soon as they do an interview, they were like, so, Sheamus! He was like, I was doing good, and then they next thing you know, the fuck Christian.
He had a big-ass cut on his arm.
Is that his new gimmick, telling people not to underestimate him? Is that his new thing?
Who, Sheamus?
No.
Yeah.
Christian.
I don't know.
That's all he says now is don't underestimate me. I'm like, nigga, you 40.
I like to see him get more recognition, man. Like, push him up, because he never gets the recognition he deserves.
He got it in TNA, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And WWE crowd doesn't quite, you know.
It was a big fucking deal in TNA.
What you mean, nigga? He was the world heavyweight champion.
Yeah. It was a big deal in TNA.
No, and fucking WWE, where he beat Alberto Del Rio because he...
And nobody gave a shit.
No one gave
a
shit. No,
people did. People did.
Not as much as when he won the NWA world title.
Oh, nigga.
NWA?
Oh,
yeah. Those niggas broke up.
No, that title's in Japan right now.
I know.
Yeah, he's talking about the rap group, nigga.
Yeah, he's talking about the rap group.
Is Rob Conway...
They are in Japan now, too. No, he lost it.
Robert Comrick.
Lost it at Wrestle Kingdom 8.
Really? Wrestle Kingdom?
Right. The 6-hour pay-per-view.
Damn.
6-hour pay-per-view?
Six hours of pure wrestling.
That's too much. That's way too fucking
There's an intermission,
six
though.
Hours. No,
there's,
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
It's an intermission. There's a lot of entertainment and shit.
No.
Yeah, it's just straight wrestling.
No. Bruh, I don't care if it's an interlude and an intro and an outro. That's too long, bruh. 6 hours?
Yes.
Nah,
6 hours.
Bro,
not if you're there live.
I'm good on that one.
I didn't want it to end.
Yeah, I mean, if like 3 hours.
I would love to be at a 6-hour pay-per-view live.
Time did fly by.
Just not WWE. Because I know Cena's going to have like 4 matches.
Oh, nigga. And then the fucking whole event went into fucking overtime and shit, nigga. It was like, no.
Nigga. 6 hours plus more hours?
No.
No, on Raw, they said we were because you guys were. You guys went over like 20 minutes past the hour.
We
like,
did. Nigga.
Don't they always?
No.
It's usually 5.
Usually it's like 7 minutes.
Nigga, Nas and Josh.
Yeah, 11:05, 11:07.
Nigga,
which was like 11:20.
Nigga, Nas and Josh, what you two didn't get to see is that they went to commercial break at 11:05, nigga.
Yeah. They've got to take
we'll be right back.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the commercials. Like, don't they usually do certain spots when they go to commercial? Like, they slow it down a bit? But I didn't see any of that happen.
Yeah, They usually do like a rest hold headlock.
Yeah.
But they do less of that now because of the network.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the network finally works on my Xbox. Thank you, WWE, you bitch ass niggas, for making that work a week later.
No, well, I don't have the
network. Would you rather? Okay, here's a question. Would you rather have it happen? Would you rather happen? Have it happen now with all the hiccups, or would you rather happen the week of WrestleMania?
No, I'm glad it happened now. It better have happened before WrestleMania.
It's gonna be worse. Had a live main event tonight because they wanted to test the streaming because it fucked up during Arrival.
Yeah. And I'm still watching Arrival on Thursday because I fucked that shit.
That was a great show.
We
haven't talked about that.
Oh, your nigga Sami Zayn went against
a great Tony fucking Cesaro. Show. It was a glorified job match. A freaking squash match.
He beat Cesaro that bad?
No, Cesaro was whipping the shit out of him that bad. No matter what he did, Cesaro reversed.
Told me, nigga,
And then they hugged it out at the end. That was cute.
Yeah. So did Paige and Emma.
But D-Buck just said Cesaro.
No, Cesaro won.
You lying son of a
nigga,
bitch.
I said Sami Zayn won against Cesaro. I didn't say he won.
No, he said nigga. Your nigga Sami Zayn won against Cesaro.
No, I said
he went against Cesaro.
He got the black.
Wait. What's the wrestler's name?
Because he got his ass beat. And
El Generico.
What's the wrestler's name?
El Generico.
No, you said something about Sami Zayn.
Yeah, Sami Zayn. It's El Generico.
Sami Zayn. That's funny because back in the day I created a character and I named him Johnny Zayn. Motherfuckers be stealing
my
shit.
He's related to a Mexican mass wrestler from America.
Motherfuckers stealing my shit. I'm making Johnny Zayn.
Oh, yeah, he is. That's his,
I'm bringing him back into 2K14. That was my name.
Oh, God. Well,
AKA Jay-Z. That's what I called him.
It was a good match, even though, you know, it was basically a squash match. But Cesaro respected him a lot. They hugged it out. He gave him some words of advice. And then he just walked away.
And we had the Ascension versus Too Cool.
Too Cool was there? Awesome. Yes. Did they lose?
Yeah, they lost. It was for the tag titles. There was no way they were going to win the NXT Tag Team Championship.
So why show up then if you're not going to win? I only like it when part-timers show up and take
it. Intended to boost, you know, viewership.
Nigga, come on. Too Cool's awesome and all, but...
Dude, John Cena was there. You had Shawn Michaels boosting about his DVD.
Don't even start, Josh, because if I knew Too Cool was on there, I would have watched.
Yeah, because Scotty Too Hotty's bald now. He looks like Christopher Daniels.
Yeah, that's what niggas was saying.
Wait, shit. Manny, what are you trying to say? I watch because he's bald?
Hey, no, I didn't say that at all.
Do you want to go see Payback or no?
I don't care, nigga. They jowled to my niggas the Ascension, nigga. Just like they should. They went and jowled to the Ascension, nigga. You can't fuck with the Ascension, nigga. Connor and Victor, nigga.
Who the fuck is Connor? Who the fuck is Victor?
I don't know, we gotta watch NXT. I fell off on NXT.
Man, they should have kept fucking Eddie Guerrero's daughter as their manager, though.
Oh, they're supposed to have the
Wait a minute, she was in NXT?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. All I cared about was Paige. That's it.
They were supposed to have Xavier Woods versus Tyler Breeze, and they got their ass beat.
Alexander Russo.
Hold on a minute. Hello?
I fucking...
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Are you on right now?
Yeah. I just got a call in the studio here.
Who's on speakerphone? How big is this?
The delivery guy.
You are on speakerphone.
Put me on... Is that Tony, nigga?
So what have we talked about already?
Talking about how shitty Tony is. We talked about how Raw was awesome live.
Calling in from parts unknown... Tony Centrino, everyone.
Yes, I was.
Tony, I'm very disappointed I did not get to meet him.
Respectful for them to do a work shoot without actually bringing CM Punk back. So it was disrespectful. So it was not wrong.
But you wasn't there.
But I saw your YouTube.
So you don't got none of the answers, technically.
I kind of was there, and I was underwhelmed.
You wasn't there.
Whatever. What are you talking about right now? I don't know.
We were talking about NXT Arrival.
Oh, they're talking about NXT Arrival.
He don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't think many people
know what the fuck that is.
No.
How the fuck did he hear me?
because I got you guys on
the speak. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell Tony I'm very disappointed at not getting to meet him.
Where are you?
What town?
I'm driving to Evanston. I'm driving to my boy's house. About to go smoke some weed and talk about how bogus that motherfucking weak-ass STS attack that old girl made, that the Santino girl does when she puts her hands back. That shit was terrible.
What did he just
say? You talking about Emma? They was just talking about how much they like Emma.
Yeah.
I fucking
love Emma.
I fucking hate her and Santino.
I think she's retarded.
Yeah, I think Emma's retarded.
I hate her character in the show.
It was amazing, and it shows you how powerful the WWE creative is, because they took the whole hijacked WWE thing and they took it away from us. And that was it picked me off, because it's like you sit here and you're like, oh, we should have changed the script all night, right? It should have just been consistently. As soon as Dolph Ziggler came out, everybody was like, fuck it, like, we're here, we're Raw, Dolph Ziggler's here, let's have a good time. And then it made it okay for them to do what they've done to Daniel Bryan over and over and over again. And I just feel like that was a sort of flexing of muscle, or posturing from the WWE to show that they can do whatever they want, and they can force feed us whatever they want, and we're going to eat it. And that's a fucking shame, because wrestling is one of those few things that I feel like, you know, the fans really can put that input in, or the fans at least have a voice. In any major sport, there's really no voice. I mean, the fans can pull, I've seen the fans chant asshole at a basketball game. Guess what? That started your wrestling, right? So you sit here and you're telling me that, you know, such a powerful influence thing, we couldn't even do it justice by making that whole 3-hour block of Raw should have been awkward. It only got awkward like once or twice for me. And that's the bottom line, because Tony Centrino said so.
I love how I understand Tony's views. I just feel that he's wrong.
Politics at its finest.
Oh man, we did our best. Tony, but we were having a ball.
Yeah, we did. We had fun.
No, it must have been great. I mean, the Usos won the chance.
Hell yeah! And we got Shield versus Wyatt's.
That was pretty entertaining. I'm not gonna lie to you. That was good.
But I was pissed off because I bought the tickets for two reasons.
Hogan, you wanted to see Undertaker
and
Hogan.
Taker, yeah. And I didn't see either of them. Especially
Taker
was
advertised, but he didn't show up.
Wow.
If The Rock didn't do it, you guys would hate on him.
How do they not put Taker on the ticket, but they
did.
Yeah, he just
didn't show up.
That sounds like a bunch of just deceiving things. They deceived Chicago. They don't fuck with y'all.
Carter's subject to change.
Meanwhile, you're going to get Hulk Hogan next week.
I don't know. So hey,
what the fuck? Everyone started booing so hard.
If CM Punk wasn't such a bitch and stayed with the company, why would have got CM Punk?
I'll be back regularly next week. I'm just kind of on my period this week, so I'm headed to the club. I got my pink thong on. It's time to go.
All right, man.
Hashtag Chasing Chubbies.
Yep,
Chasing Chubbies.
Cruising Chubby. Hashtag Cruising Chubby.
Cruising Chubby.
Hashtag Cruising Chubby.
I think he owns two places.
Alright, peace.
Yeah. That was a phone call from Tony Centrino. Or as I think I accidentally called him during this shit earlier. I think I accidentally called him Tony Cesaro, nigga.
Tony Cesaro.
That's awesome.
His Cesaro. New name.
We la gente.
Dude. Hey, wait a minute. That's not Antonio Cesaro. That was just Tony.
That's Tony.
Tony Cesaro, nigga.
Oh.
Can we also
touch on the fact that Nikki Bella is a better wrestler than John Cena?
Dude, that torture rack slam.
Oh yeah, that's like, yo, I thought that bitch was really gonna do the torture rack. I'm like, yo, Lex Luger gonna be pissed.
I thought she was gonna do a reverse attitude adjustment, like them landing on their chest.
That was an Argentine backbreaker, nigga.
Yo, when she did that. I'm sorry, we don't know all the fucking moves, Mr.
She did some cartwheel flip or something that I was amazed by. I never seen her do it before.
No what?
Cartwheel. Oh, I thought you were talking about that weak poetry in motion she did like 2 weeks ago.
No, not that. No one can do poetry in motion but the Hardy Boys.
She completely splashed on Alicia Fox's knees. What?
Speaking of which, I saw Alicia Fox there. I'm like, what the fuck? She still has a job?
Yeah, Rihanna?
Yeah, she has the job. She did it 2 days in a row.
No, she has a job. You fucking ass. Pretty fucking
funny. She has the job. That's her job.
Yeah, dude. That's her job. Gotta lose. Oh,
she's a jobber now? Yeah, I was actually upset that
she hasn't been in the main event since she said
they lost.
She hasn't been.
The Bella Twins, her and Oksana.
Yeah, fuck Oksana. She's got, I think, I haven't seen. It was funny because when I saw him, like,
I already did it.
The only thing I was disappointed is I didn't get to see Zack Ryder job.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Zach, when the hell's the last time I've seen Zack Ryder on Raw?
You're going to see Zack Ryder job whenever that Alexander Rusev guy has his first match.
Yeah.
It always happens.
The super athlete.
That felt useless just that moment that he came out or whatever.
I just love how they have a pure white girl speaking like she's from another fucking. She's white.
Did you
guys see Bulgarian?
Say her name, Lana, nigga.
Have you never met a Bulgarian person before?
One at a time, guys. One at a time.
Sorry.
I didn't know we was in school. God damn.
Damn. Travis, can you please get off the show? No, what were they saying during commentary when Alexander Rusev came out and did nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. He did his promo and then they just cut to the announce team.
Wait, no, they said he's impressive.
Yeah, and then just cut to announce team because it was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Move it on.
Yeah, because they had fucking an hour and like 15 minutes of fucking promos.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought how Triple H was like, get out of my ring. He has a match.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and it said up next when it said Dave Bautista versus Daniel Bryan was up next, and like halfway through the show, I'm like, already? I'm like,
they added like three more things.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, we still got an hour.
Man, that was like the most unprofessional ass fucking episode, bro. Because I just hear era after era, like, god damn, they didn't get their shit together.
It was a Big E match, randomly.
It was the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Big E and two matches in the same night.
That one?
They're like, yeah, we're going to have you fight both of them.
Cesaro does the move.
Yeah, and then Jack Swagger came out, and then...
That was it?
Yeah, Jack Swagger was there, and I realized nobody fucking cares about Jack Swagger, and then Cesaro came out.
I do.
Okay, nobody fucking cares about Jack Swagger, and then Cesaro came out. I like Cesaro.
I wanted a swag chant. Just swag.
I didn't get to see Cody Rhodes or Damian Sandow.
That's true. What the fuck?
I kind of want to see Damian Sandow.
I just realized that.
I know. I'm sorry.
Suddenly, he disappeared. He's nowhere.
Suddenly, I'm very disappointed and I want my monies back.
Monies?
Monies, yeah, because I paid for other people.
Yeah,
he's going to come back clean shaven with another gimmick.
What's the nigga?
Damian Sandow is going to be the new match striker.
Did you buy that?
Hell no, nigga. Nigga, Alex Riley's already the new match striker.
What? Yeah, what the fuck is up with Alex Riley? I remember when he was A-Rai.
Yeah. Nigga.
Where's John Cena?
My nigga, the varsity villain.
He does commentary for main event.
Yeah.
The varsity villain?
The varsity villain, nigga.
Chris Nowinski?
No, that's nigga.
That was my homie, man.
Nigga, that's because you didn't see his work in FCW, yo. Alex Riley was a shit, dude.
Trust me, I haven't seen anything with F or NX or anything like that at all.
That was funny when they were like, Booker T and...
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
And Alex Riley were like,
Alex Riley. Oh, yeah, I saw everyone liked him. He's like, oh, like, it's Hacksaw! Oh, my God! And then I saw some Hacksaw matches later that night. And I'm like, dude, Hacksaw was a fucking asshole. People used to fucking yell at Hulk Hogan for not selling shit. What the fuck did Hacksaw sell? Nothing. He was like two a fucking... Fours. As far as we could tell, he was an unfrozen... That. As someone once said,
he sells 2x4s.
2x4s? You're going to need your daily appliances to do shit, so you sound like a hater. Fuck.
And plus he yelled out ho all the time.
Yeah, he yelled out ho.
Where the hoes? You know? He was trying to let them know. He in the building. He was trying to let the hoes. That's his signal to get the hoes.
Yeah, right? And then,
I guess I got to start using that now.
I remember someone telling me about Hacksaw. I heard about Hacksaw, and someone was like, so this person, I don't know why, because of all people really hate, he fucking hated Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He's like, this guy sells nothing. He doesn't fucking do anything. He goes, as far as I can tell, he's an unfrozen caveman that they gave the Captain America serum to.
You know what, nigga? I'm just glad that the Chicago crowd went with the Bautista chant, nigga.
I was not happy. I said, fuck you.
They were going to boo Bautista regardless.
I'm not going to lie to you. I just went with the crowd and booed him, too. I like Dave. I really like Dave.
Like we
Dave.
All
I
like
him back at the wrong time, I
like,
apparently.
I like Bautista. Just, I don't like that he's, you know.
Main event.
Yeah, that's the thing that bugs me. That's what bugged everyone else.
It's Bautista.
He just came back, and then, hey, I'm going
to... I kind of feel like Dave, he... Okay.
Deal with
him.
Hashtag
deal with him. I like how Dave's handling it, though. He's like, I don't give a fuck. He's still getting paid. He doesn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Which is cool, because that was his heel persona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he already turned heel. Nigga, yeah, he fully turned heel on SmackDown, though.
Yeah, that's SmackDown.
That's the thing, is it's heel versus heel. That doesn't work. Something's got to change before then.
Daniel Bryan, nigga, you know what's coming.
I don't see it. I don't know.
You know when Daniel Bryan's going to become... You know he's losing heat. You guys know that.
No.
Slowly,
no,
but it's happening.
No. It's no, not.
No.
He's losing heat.
No.
He's
Josh, were you not in the same crowd I was in?
No, I wasn't.
Wrongly disagree.
I was like, Bautista.
Bautista.
Freaking Daniel Bryan owned the crowd. He fucking say jump, and we said how high.
Yeah, cause you all bitches and marks.
Yeah, but on the real, I did hear some no chance in the crowd, nigga, when you came out with the yeses, nigga.
Well, that's just because that's his thing. I mean,
either way, you're chanting for Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That'd be like
either way.
So does this mean I have to chant torture rack at Nikki Bella?
I think that will work.
Is that just,
just yell John Cena.
Nigga, just chant fucking go fuck Cena like the ECW crowd did to fucking Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Go fuck Cena.
Just yell what?
What?
The what chance?
So, we never talk about TNA, right? We should talk about TNA?
I mean,
watch
TNA.
No, it's the fact that they just had a weird tag team title change. Because the Wolves won it at a house show.
Who the fuck?
And then
the Chicago Wolves? That's what I thought.
No, the American Wolves. Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards.
They know that their ratings are dropping.
Yeah. Then they lost it at a house show.
They're not dropping, nigga. They staying in the same place somehow.
Yeah, and then they just had a pay-per-view in Japan, which is going to be...
Sonata beat Austin
Aries. Beat Austin Aries, which is going to have the... What? He's a boss, man.
Nigga, I don't watch fucking...
But anyway, they're going to have... Tanaka? Oh, no, he didn't lose to Tanaka. That would be great.
Masato Tanaka!
Masato Tanaka! No. They have a talent exchange with Wrestle 1, which is going to have TNA wrestlers go over there. And
The Great Muda is going to be on TNA.
Yeah, Great Muda is going to be on Lockdown. Very big deal. That's the only reason I'm watching. I don't give a fuck about Team Dixie versus Team MVP.
Muda's like 50.
Oh, and they made my nigga still wrestle. Lose to Bobby Roode, nigga. Fuck that.
But if Team Dixie wins, Bobby Roode gets 10% of TNA.
Wow. What a shitty... That's how shitty TNA is.
But I'm pretty sure that he's going to turn face and join Team MVP.
I don't care.
MVP.
I know, but I'm just saying. Just so you guys won't watch it, I'm telling you.
This shit is stupid. I used to watch it, but I don't watch it anymore.
Nigga, fucking Austin Aries just aligned himself with fucking Bobby Roode. And
he turned heel. Bobby! Which is prior, that leads me to believe that Roode is going to turn face.
Who do they have anymore? They still have people like...
Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy. Oh yeah, Kurt Angle just got inducted to the TNA Hall of Fame.
When's Samoa Joe going to get called by another company?
Nigga, fucking Jeff Hardy is being repackaged as Willow. How
the fuck is his old gimmick?
Jeff Hardy's not here anymore.
Nigga, how the hell do you repackage Jeff Hardy, nigga? Like,
don't repackage. That was his idea. He decided he always wanted to. He was going to bring that gimmick after he fucked up that match with.
So he decides he's going to have a fucking name change. And he had like a mask and nigga.
He had that in Omega. He can do it.
Nigga, he's dead. He's gone.
Yeah, who the fuck is Jeff Hardy anymore? Let's be honest.
Exactly. Who is
That's right. It's all about
freaking Hardy.
It's all about Fat Lardy.
Even though every single time they have some type of countdown with WWE, yo, they always put Jeff Hardy on a list. Whatever the fuck it is.
Okay, seriously, where the hell's our host, Nez? Where are you?
You know what?
I'm right here. I mean, you guys are going off, you know? Jeez. I don't know anything about TNA.
Yeah,
I don't either. I just pretended that.
Well, let's bring it back to WWE then.
I don't know shit
AJ
about,
Lee set the record for WWE. Longest reigning. Hold on. AJ Lee's now the 200. She's been the Divas champion for 261 days.
Yeah,
she ain't do shit.
How many times has she actually defended the shit?
It don't matter, nigga.
How many times?
Like, what, four matches all been like DQs?
And you know what's crazy? Oh. That's not the longest reign.
Yeah, Mae Young's the longest reign.
No, that was women's.
What Divas. The fuck? Okay, fuck. It who says, gives you shit? Mae Young could totally kick AJ's ass.
Held the title for 265 days.
Yes, she could.
Mae Young should have just
Mae Young, she could have fucked her up, man.
Like an old Mae Young fucked her up.
Mae Young could have fucked
that shit, man. Now I'm sad.
Who did Mae Young call a slut?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Lay Cool.
Yeah,
Lay Cool, you two sluts.
You two sluts.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love Mae Young.
During the PG era, too. Nick.
I'm sad now. Shit.
Yeah, R.I.P. Mae Young.
No. Back to that shit. Back to that shit y'all niggas said, Young Mae Young. Well, fuck up, man. Nigga. I seen them old ass fucking matches, yo. They move slow as fuck back then, nigga. So, yeah. No.
Sorry, D-Black.
I'm saying, think about this time and period. You don't think like that. What you have to think about is, what if she was in this day and time, getting trained in this day and time? She wouldn't be as slow as she was back in the day. She probably would have been, like, knocking heads. So that's why, like, people, you got to think. When people say, oh, this person back in the day would have whooped their ass, but then you'd be like, oh, they're slow. You got to think to the standards of today.
Well, I can't, because all I have to work on is what the fuck they did back then, nigga.
Nigga, well, you got to fucking think to the future, D-Black. You got to work on it.
So, D-Black, you wouldn't, if you were to sit down and watch, what was it, Steamboat versus, what was it, Randy Savage? WrestleMania 3? You wouldn't watch that match?
Ooh, nigga. Wasn't that Flair?
God.
Come on.
Was it Flair or...
Flair Steamboat, man.
Like, nigga, let's be real, though. When Steamboat came Flair, back as an old-ass nigga at WrestleMania against Jericho, he was flying his ass around the ring, so Steamboat could still do shit.
Did
so,
you hear the
so deep, like, you cannot sit through WrestleMania 1?
I didn't watch WrestleMania 1, nigga.
I don't think I
mean, I'm talking about because of the pace of the match at the time. You can't watch that?
Everything was slow back then. When you start progressing, shit start getting fast paced because that's just how people grow up to see things. Like, if shit was still going slow, WWE wouldn't be relevant as it is today.
The thing is,
like,
when I started watching wrestling, you gotta add
people's ADD.
Yeah,
and
thank
I still
you.
Watch the old stuff like nothing. I love the old stuff.
I love the old stuff too.
Here's the thing, yo. During the Attitude Era, they sped shit up, and then when they went to this era, they slowed it down from what the hell the Attitude Era did.
But I still watched during the Attitude Era. After that, I still watched a lot of the old stuff, and I liked it. WCW was still kind of slow around the time I started watching WWE.
Nigga, that's because their ring was small as fuck, nigga.
That's
because
they had old people main eventing their shows.
Yeah, nigga, and apparently they made
and the
ring
everybody
smaller
in the
so
fucking
that
roster
people
was in the NWO.
Look. Yeah, and they had to make sure that everybody looked larger than life, so they made the ring extra small so they looked bigger.
Let me tell you what changed the pace of professional wrestling. In 1995, there was a video game called WrestleMania the Arcade Game. That changed the pace of wrestling because you could do like a 50-hit combo with Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
No, WrestleMania the Arcade Game. Shawn Michaels. Everything changed. I mean, Bam Bam Bigelow's running across rings like Bam Bam Bigelow's never moved that fast in his life.
Oh, nigga.
He did a moonsault.
Did you ever see Vader do a moonsault?
Set people on fire, nigga.
Yeah, he set people on fire because that's what he does normally. And Shawn Michaels used his signature baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you guys ever see Vader do a moonsault? That really happened, and nobody, like, it's the greatest thing ever. And he landed on his feet, too.
Nigga, watch that video. 15 seconds in, Undertaker gives, I think that's Shawn Michaels. Fucking.
Look at that, like, this is the best game in the world. Like, look at all these. Shawn Michaels, like,
he's throwing ghosts and tombstones at people.
Yeah, when Undertaker does the Hadouken rapid fire,
boom, boom.
How come this isn't?
I saw a German suplex, nigga.
That me?
How come this shit isn't on fucking Xbox Live Arcade?
They did. It was called WrestleMania All Stars, nigga.
No, that's
no,
not
did.
The same shit.
That was WWE
All-Stars.
It's a game. It's
arcade-y
as shit.
Wait, why did I just fucking get a drama this? What the fuck am I thinking? Shawn Michaels!
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, because that was just the same. They could put for anyone. You just had to wait for the delay. Shawn Michaels!
Watching that in the background. You know what I wanted to chant? I want to chant player one you suck and player two you suck. That's what I want to do.
Oh, I thought you were going to chant HB Shizzle.
Nah.
Oh, they did that at NXT Arrival, nigga.
Yeah, HB Shizzle.
Fuck you, D Black Dan, man. You just shredded my whole dreams and shit.
What?
Shredded?
You know D Black's filled with useless information.
Jeez. What, the HB Shizzle chant, nigga?
No.
Yeah, they did chant HB Shizzle.
Yeah, they chanted HB Shizzle. No, I ain't saying player one shit.
I'm not talking about that. I was talking about player one you suck and player two you suck. Alright, I still got hope.
Are we still doing the show?
Yeah. This is the show, nigga.
Power punch, power kick, power punch to the 50 hit combo with Shawn Michaels.
How's everybody looking?
Put him in a cast.
Shawn Michaels. I think we cover everything on Raw, right? TNA, I guess, since you guys watch TNA, which y'all...
I just wanted to mention the fact that, you know, that tag team championship shit in the
physics. Oh, so...
Brock!
Back to NXT, nigga. The Emma Page match was the real main event, nigga. Nobody...
That was the match. For me, I mean, I love the Bo Dallas versus Adrian Neville match.
Bo Dallas.
But that submission.
Yeah. That Scorpion cross lock, nigga.
Yeah, boy.
Hell yeah. Nigga,
you need to believe.
Bo Leave.
Remember at WrestleMania 20 when Bo Dallas faced Shawn Michaels Triple H for the World Heavyweight title?
It was great.
Nigga, I hear Emma's music, nigga. Got two things.
It's okay.
Really? Are you losing cool points?
Everybody. Everybody get your evolution on.
No. No, you're gonna play somebody's theme song, play Paige's.
Yeah, Paige's theme song. Oh, shit.
The one she did.
Stars in the night.
Oh, yeah, my girl Paige.
Nikki. I fuck the bitch.
I'm sure you do. That's a theme song? Damn, yeah. Paige's hardcore.
Yeah, that is a theme song, Nikki.
Cesaro Superman. That is now a gimmick.
Cesaro.
That shit was mad loud. Probably can't hear none of you guys when
this is playing back.
But on that note,
good night.
And there's already we hit almost the 50-minute limit. We went 10 minutes over.
And just like Monday Night Raw,
just
we were
like
talking about
that's
shit.
That's how we do up in Chicago. But I like to thank...
Oh, wait. We didn't talk about the fact that AJ Styles broke someone's neck.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Nigga. Okay, nigga.
Kill this man.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing about that shit, yo. Fucking there's a whole bunch of fucking comments when I see that shit. It's like, niggas want to be like, oh, AJ botched that shit again. No. Nigga taking the move, keep fucking tucking his neck, nigga.
Yeah, he supposed tucked to tuck his neck. He yeah. landed on the top of his head and broke his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're saying AJ Styles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said AJ Lee.
No.
Oh, no.
AJ Lee hasn't AJ even Lee been, has on, been TV on TV in like a week and
when has AJ Styles been on TV? I never see ROH. I don't even know when this appears.
AJ Styles. Man,
this happened. ROH. That happened at an indie show.
Oh, yeah, it happened in the fucking. No, he fought a UK wrestler named Lionheart. See, that's your problem right there. That nigga shouldn't have stole fucking Y2J sure. shit.
Yeah,
this is how you find
neck.
Out.
Should have just told Shawn Michaels.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, just like that shit with Roderick Strong, nigga.
Yeah.
Strong.
Strong. I think I remember Roderick Strong as being a jobber in TNA at one point, wasn't he?
What about everybody's new favorite, Rockstar Spud?
No. No.
Shit Lord Spud.
The nigga with the bow tie, nigga. The midget ass nigga.
He's a midget.
That bow tie, though, nigga. Like, on the rail, though. When he won fucking, what the hell was it called? NXT boot camp or some shit.
NXT? You want to do it the
NXT, nigga, fucking TNA boot camp.
Yeah, the boot camp in England.
Yeah. I was somewhat fucking with him, but, nigga.
I'm sure you
And you don't see him wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
Alright, so what's your closing statements? Let's go down the list here. Starting with talking, D-Black, since you love to talk a lot.
Nigga, if you listen to... Okay, first of all, if you ever listen to these shits, nigga, you'll see that I probably talk the least out of every nigga up in the fucking bunch, besides Josh, nigga, because he just chimes in from time to time.
You're right, you're just the one that says nigga the most.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And second of all, nigga, Josh, Manny, Travis, we need to do these commentary shits, nigga.
Yes, we do.
And,
nigga, we've been waiting on you, fuck you mean?
Hey, shit, when does my character... When my character gets on the mic, I want to voice my own character.
Oh, you missed it.
Oh.
Clearly, your promos will not consist... Your promos will now consist of, I'm a bitch,
Randy Hayes came out and put you in the spot. He put you in your place.
Called you a puss-ass nigga.
Yeah.
And he called you a PC.
Just D-Black, just make an angle about me versus Randy, and we'll dub the whole thing.
With
commentary by you guys.
Yo, I started the fucking build up, nigga, but
it
hasn't happened yet, and we have to fucking record the shit, and you'll see how it folds out, nigga. So now I need to get you to do the voice acting for that behind the scenes shit.
You saw D-Black got mad excited with his old puss ass. Alright, Josh, your closing statements.
Don't go to youtube.com/dblack25.
No, it's YouTube /user /.
No, we discussed that last week. I actually don't have to put in user. Thank you for that, Travis.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, don't ever go to there. Downvote all of D-Black's videos and call him an asshole.
Oh, yeah, but for some reason, you still have to put in user when you go to the My Way Entertainment YouTube page. But yeah,
because they have another channel with the same name. That's why.
Absolutely.
Nigga, wasn't the other shit just Nashadomics, nigga?
No. Because when you go to the thing and it says My Way Entertainment, it says this channel has been removed due to multiple copyright infringement claims.
Ooh, I'm telling on you, Naz, you're a fucking copyright.
Ooh, well, you know.
That's why his shit was taken down, nigga, because he had copyright.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
That's why you have to type user. If you have the thing and it has the same name, you have to put the user, /user, /whatever.
So what's your final thoughts, Travis?
My final thoughts, fuck yeah Usos, fuck yeah Paige, Nikki Bella needs to teach John Cena how to wrestle, I'm waiting for Naomi to come back so she could be AJ Lee's ass, even though I like AJ Lee, it's time for her to, you know, come up off that belt, and,
yeah, we need a champion with a really, really fat ass.
Sure. in general, I just hope we have some more interesting matches, and I don't know. Maybe with WWE Network around, they'll try to put on more interesting cards since it'll be on the you know, their stupid network that I'm not paying for.
Oh, just put all the WWE niggas on NXT and put the NXT niggas on WWE.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That works.
All right, Rex, your final thoughts?
Fuck wrestling, nigga. It's like, no. I'm sorry I didn't really get into this conversation because, to be honest, I just wanted to be here, but I totally fucking miss Raw because I was working. But you guys filled me into some shit, and now shit got real.
I'll be damned if we filled you in on anything because we didn't say shit this whole show.
Yeah. We really didn't. This was
you filled me in to some things, just like with the, you know, the crowd and the fuck ups that they were doing, and the fact LP ditches his homies when shit get real, you know. So,
when
shit,
Emma comes out, you drop everything and run.
Shut up, LP. He a real nigga.
If your name is LP.
Yes. Oh, by the way, we were talking about the Alpha God coming out, that he should have came out.
Yeah.
He should have came out.
What was about the Alpha God?
D Black, you should. I'm telling you, get that 14, man, so you know you can skip 13 altogether, nigga. Just go to 14 so I can actually be in the shit.
$30 on the
because
network.
Their servers are fucking up. And I can't, like, we can't download each other's characters and shit.
It's on the network.
It's real spotty.
Upgrade your shit.
Travis, your final thoughts? I mean, Manny.
I already gave my final
Manny.
Thoughts.
Manny,
my final thought is... Believe.
Believe. Speaking of that, nigga, I heard he got a worse than the cheese chant, nigga.
He doesn't. I don't know what it is about him that has him as a. I mean, I barely see any of his matches. But.
People don't like him. I thought that point was obvious.
Well, he is the longest.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening to One Tree Hill. These niggas, they're gonna go. We're gonna leave you with Biggie Langston's third WWE theme song, I Need Five, which kind of reminds me of. I got five on it.
This shit, that theme song doesn't make no damn sense though, because he doesn't even do fucking five count of WWE.
Hey, man, we need to get that back.
Stop looking so deep.
He's out.
That ain't deep, nigga. That's just looking at shit.
What if he needs $5 and he only has three?
That's how we need to show me. Everything I do is a one of one. Can't copy me, can't clone me. Your girlfriend, she roll me. If she see me, if she own me. But it's all for one. It is one for all. So I pass her to my homies. Sweat.